Folks, when it comes to Kansas Supreme Court justices, I'm voting yes on the retention question. We've had our arguments down at the Here Kansas Co-op, and I've heard the usual complaints. Activist judges, the least democratic of the branches of government, and we can't elect them in, so let's elect them out. Activists? Folks, Kansas Supreme Court judges don't choose their cases. We might not always like their rulings, but they don't select their agenda. Their docket is set by the people of Kansas, citizens and their legal counsel, who have bones to pick with laws and procedures. Judges don't decide where to interfere with the lower courts or the executive and legislative branches. No, they adjudicate the problems that arise from those sources, and they are required to come to decisions. Which brings me to least democratic. The judiciary, especially the Supreme Court, has the most democratic process of the branches of government. Sure, justices are appointed, not elected, but once in office, they have the highest requirement for debate, discussion, deliberation, compromise, and conclusion. Think about it. Once elected, the executive branch, as our governor has proven again and again, doesn't have to and often doesn't listen to anyone but himself. Same thing with the legislature. Elected, yes, but then legislative leadership censors what bills are worked, who comes before committees, when our legislators are allowed to vote. They've scheduled votes on bills without holding hearings at all and considered legislation direct from lobbyists and think tanks outside the state. Supreme Court justices not only hear arguments and confer, they must work together to reach consensus. Those who disagree write minority opinions. The Supreme Court is the only body forced to carefully consider all sides on all issues and then make and justify their decisions. Sounds like democracy in action. Claude Anderson, co-op proprietor, was the one who said, since we can't elect judges to office, we should elect them out. A strange election, I pointed out, when there's no choice between opponents. Folks, judges have no opponents because they're not politicians. They're not supposed to be. A retention vote is more a job evaluation than a true election. We should look closely at decisions made by the justices. When we do, we'll find high performance, honesty, integrity, good intentions. Are they perfect? No. But neither are many of the laws passed by the legislature, nor the policies implemented by our governor. Electing them out will allow the governor to appoint new judges. That's like buying, as my granddaddy would say, a pig in a poke. Who wants to give an unpopular and mistrusted brownback the power to shape the future of Kansas? He's liable to do with the future what he's done with the present. He's cut funding for higher education, he's gutted highway funding, borrowed money from state pensions, and slashed medical care. Why let him gut the judiciary, too? Folks of the branches of government, none currently embodies the best of Kansas more than the judicial. Fairness and equity, thorough deliberation, and justification of positions. Certainly no branch takes the law and its equal protections more seriously. I'm voting yes to retain judges. I consider my vote the best way to say no to our current administration and its failed policies.